From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
I confess, of the Ten Commandments, I'm a chronic failure at one. Love thy neighbor as thyself is a good idea, promoting compassion, but it's not working for me. Part of the problem is that I know the origin of the word neighbor. It comes from Old English, meaning near dweller, as in nigh boor, B-O-O-R. Yes, neighbors are the nearby jerks. Have you met them? The Ten Commandments weren't originally in English, and they used neighbor in the broad sense of fellow human, in the abstract. But in daily life as an urban apartment dweller, there's nothing abstract about neighbors. That's another issue, context. When the Ten Commandments were fresh, there weren't high-rises crammed with people and appliances. And it's the noise, above all, that makes me want to forget another commandment, thou shalt not kill. I live in the Bay Area. I'm not a millionaire. Ergo, I rent. And every time I've moved in the past 30 years, the reason has been noisy neighbors. Having once lived in a place with electric dishwashers and neighbors who used them at midnight, I have since avoided modern buildings. I know the quietest spot, top floor, corner unit, far from the laundry room, but neighbors are the wild card. How could I know that the quiet teen next door would become a mother of two kids with the run of the hallways? I couldn't complain to the manager. She was the manager. I've lived among entertainers with twice-weekly dinner parties, entertainees playing music or the TV nonstop, and the chain smoker who spent a half hour each morning hacking up phlegm. If I lack tolerance, at least I'm quiet. I don't even have a cell phone to extend three-hour chats under open windows. I'd support Love Your Neighbor if my neighbors followed the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. With a perspective, I'm Pat Tompkins.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.